I want to use as a title today, Open Our Eyes. When I was a kid, growing up in Chicago, I heard the same song every Sunday morning. My mother would get up and turn on this show called Jubilee Showcase. And that show was hosted by Sid O'Dower. And it would feature quartets and singers like the Norfleet Fleet Brothers and Inez Andrews and Albertina Walker and other groups in the city and around the country performing gospel selections. But they always ended the show with the same song, and that song was entitled Open Our Eyes. And the words of the song came to me this week as I reflected on this text. Let me share the words with you. Father, open our eyes that we may see to follow thee. Lord, grant us thy loving peace and let all dissension cease. Let our faith each day increase, and Master, Lord, please open our eyes. Open our eyes. He has given us hills and mountains. He has given us level plains. He has given us food and clothing, given us shelter from the storm and the rain. And all that he's provided, and with all that he's provided, we're always hurting one another. But look upon us with compassion and let our faith each day increase. And Master, Lord, please open our eyes. Open our eyes. We witnessed two town hall meetings this week. One with Senator Biden and the other with the President of the United States. And I tell you, if you watch those town hall meetings and listen to the responses, you would be saying to yourself today, Master, Lord, please open our eyes. Open our eyes. When our eyes are open, we can see clearly. When our eyes are open, we can see what God is doing. And that's the point of our text in 2 Kings. The unnamed king of Aram plots to attack Israel. And each time he plans an attack, the prophet Elisha warns the king of Israel, and the attack is thwarted. The king of Aram becomes disturbed by the events and assumes that there is a traitor in the ranks. He questions his own men about the situation. Is there a traitor among us? He says, in effect. And they tell him, no, there's no traitor among us, but there's a prophet in Israel, the prophet Elisha. And that prophet knows what you are saying, king. He knows even what you're saying in your bedroom. And since the king of Aram decides to go after Elisha. And so our story tells us what can happen when your eyes are open. We begin with looking at first the prophet Elisha, because his eyes are open. Because the Bible says, now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there. Elisha's eyes are open. He can see what God is doing. He warns the king of Israel about the plans of the king of Aram. Now, Elisha is not in the palace of the king of Aram. He doesn't have FaceTime technology so that he can FaceTime somebody in the palace and listen to the conversations of the king of Aram. But how is it that Elisha knows his plans? He's not even near the palace. How does he know the king of Aram is planning? Good question. The reason Elisha knows is Elisha has a connection with God. And when you're connected to God, you have access to what God is doing. When you're connected to God, you have access to God's resources. What the king of Aram doesn't understand is that Israel belongs to God. And Elisha is God's prophet. And Elisha might not be near the king of Aram, but God is. And Elisha might not overhear the king's plans in the palace, but God hears them. And Elisha's eyes are open because he has a connection with God. If you want to see what God sees, you've got to be connected to God. And when you're connected to God, you don't have to be in every place at the same time, because God is in every place at the same time. Connections make all the difference in the world. I remember telling you the story about this man who ordered the same pizza order from Domino's every day for 10 years. He ordered a pizza, he ordered pasta, and he ordered wings. For 10 years, every day, the staff at this local Domino's came to know this man very well and expected his phone call. They expected his order. But then the orders stopped. And for 11 days straight, no order. No call from this man. And the people at Domino said, something is wrong. He's been calling every day for 10 years, the same order. And for 11 days straight, we haven't heard from him. So the people at the store sent the police to the man's house. And it turns out the man had had a stroke. He was on the floor. And they saved his life. They saved his life because he had a connection with the staff at Domino's. They knew him. They knew his pattern. And he knew them. And they saved this man's life. And he made a full recovery. When you have a connection, you see things that other folk don't see. And Elisha has a connection with God. And he sees what God sees. He hears what God hears. And I tell you, when your eyes are not opened, then you're like Elisha's attendant. You can become distressed and stressed out by what you see. The text says, this enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, tell me, which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord, the king, said one of his officers, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak. Go find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back. He is in Dothan, and he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, no, my Lord. What shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Look at this. King of Aram discovers that the prophet Elisha is behind his failed military operations, and he sends his army after Elisha. You better know it. Folk will come after you when you get in the way of their plans. If you don't realize it, just keep on living. The next morning, Elisha's attendant looks out the window and sees the Aramean army and he becomes distressed. He's distressed because all he can see is what's in front of him. Elisha's attendant is not privy to the workings of God. He only knows that trouble is outside the door. Sometimes we cannot see beyond what we see. Sometimes what we see might be real and cause distress, but sometimes we cannot see beyond our capacity to see. It makes sense to get upset over a troubling situation. It makes sense to get distressed when all you see is destruction around you, especially when you don't have access to what God is doing. But we don't always see the workings of God. And sometimes God has to let us see what God is planning. And that's why Elisha prays for God to open the eyes of his attendant. I like it, because the attendant gets up. He sees all of these soldiers surrounding them. And he says, "Oh, my Lord, what are we going to do?" And sometimes you get up in the morning and you see your enemies surrounding you. And you worry and you get distressed and you wonder what you're going to do. And sometimes all we can see is the trouble. All we can see is the darkness. All we can see is what's going wrong around us, because we cannot see what God sees. And sometimes God has to let us see how God is working. And Elisha prays for God to open his servant's eyes. And there's a lesson in that. Not only do we need God to open our eyes, but sometimes our association with somebody who has a connection to God can impact what we see. When we're connected to folk who are connected to God, that impacts how we view situations. That impacts how we respond to certain situations. The attendant relies upon Elisha, but Elisha relies upon the Lord. And you've got to be careful about your associates. If you want to see what God sees, you need associates who have a connection with God. You need friends who know how to pray and know how to get a prayer through. Stop talking to folk who don't know about God, who don't know God's word, who cannot get through to God. Talk to somebody who knows God personally, who has a connection. That person will help you see what God sees. It's not until Elisha prays that the attendant sees that the mountain is full of horses and chariots around Elisha. In other words, God's got an army as well. God's saying, in effect, through Elisha, your enemies can show up with every army member they want, but God's got his own army. And you might not see the army, but God's got his own army to take care of you, to take care of the situation. This is instructive for us. We're in this election season. We're dealing with a reckless president. We don't know what the outcome will be. And the prospect of 4 more years with the current administration is troubling for many folk. We cannot allow what we see to drive us to despair. And I know it's difficult, because when you see rally after rally and hear some of the junk coming out of those rallies, you can be driven to despair. But we cannot allow what we see to become the barometer for our internal assurance. God has to open our eyes and remind us who is in charge. We have to remember that God also has resources, that God has everything under control. One man said, "A heap see, but a few know." And we are followers of Christ. Whole lot of folks see stuff, but a few Christians know that God is still in charge. When you see with your eyes open, when your eyes are open, you let God handle the outcome. As the enemy comes down toward Elisha, the Bible says, Elisha says, strike them with blindness. Look at this. And God strikes the army with blindness. Now, there are chariots and horses around the mountain surrounding Elisha. But he didn't ask God to send the horses down. He just says, strike them with blindness. And when they become blind, Elisha himself leads the army of the Arameans out of the city of Dothan and leads them into the town of Samaria. And when they wake up in the town of Samaria, they find out that they're surrounded by Israel's army. What a powerful display of divine protection. God is able to strike the army with blindness. Elisha knows that the chariots are at the ready, but he doesn't call for the chariots. When God is on your side, you don't have to fight back. When God is on your side, you don't have to plan an attack. You can leave it in God's hands. And God strikes these Arameans with blindness and leads them all the way out of the city. Look at God. God can open eyes and God can close eyes. God is the arbiter of seeing. God can take a blind army that was bent on doing you harm and put that army at your feet. God can do it, beloved. The king of Israel asked Elisha, shall we kill them? Shall we kill them? Because their army is surrounding them now. And Elisha says, no, don't kill them. Just give them some food and water. Feed them. In other words, God will make your enemies your footstool. The Bible says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. And the Aramean army leaves Israel alone. In January each year, we celebrate the King Holiday. It's a national holiday commemorating the life, service, and vision of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. His statue is on the Mall in Washington, D.C. And I remember when the King Holiday was signed into law. Do you remember that? It was signed into law during the Reagan administration. And I still remember the group gathered on that day as Republican President Ronald Reagan signed the documents, with the late Coretta Scott King standing there looking over his shoulder. Look at God. We never thought it could be done, but God did it. And the law was signed into law by a Republican president. And there's Coretta Scott King standing over his shoulder watching it happen. I remember the crowds in Grant Park in Chicago as the newly elected President Barack Obama and his family walked out onto the stage making history in this country. We thought it couldn't be done, but God did it. When our eyes are open, we let God handle the outcome. That's our cry in this country. Open our eyes. In other words, wake us up. We want our Republican friends to wake up and see what's going on. We want our evangelical brothers and sisters to wake up and see what's going on. The Black Lives Matter movement is saying, open our eyes, America, and see what's happening to our brothers and sisters of color. The state of Wisconsin is experiencing an uptick in the coronavirus numbers because the leaders and residents need to open their eyes. President is going around saying all is under control and we're turning a corner while the numbers are saying open your eyes. We've turned a corner in this coronavirus situation, but it's not a corner toward the better. It's a corner that's making things worse. And the prophet Elisha is saying to the church, trust God and open your eyes. And when you trust God, you leave the outcome in God's hands. That's why the Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. That's what God is saying to you right now, beloved. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. One more thing and I'm done. I don't care what we face in this country and in this world. And I don't care what you're facing in your personal life right now. If you're connected to God, you can see what God sees. If you're connected to God, you can leave the outcome in God's hands. Don't worry about the enemy being gathered all around you. There's nothing the enemy can do. Don't worry about trying to pick out the devil and figure out who the devil is. You don't never know who all the devils are. Just tell God to bind the devil, because he knows all of them. He knows the ones you don't know. And leave the outcome in God's hands. Open our eyes. God bless you, beloved. We want to extend an invitation to you to walk with God and to see what God sees, to hear what God hears, and to have the outcome that God intends. Only God can open our eyes. Only God can help us to see clearly. There's so much trouble around us, so much going on in the world, so much in our personal lives. We can't see all of the plots that are taking place. We can't see all of the groups that are arrayed against us. But we serve a God who does. And we serve a God who cares. And if you come to that God by faith, he will help you to see clearly. He will keep your eyes open. You may connect with us on our website at ebc3austin.org, or you may email us at ebcoffice@sbcglobal.net. Reach out to us on Facebook, on Twitter, or call the church office. Connect with one of our ministers. We invite you to come and join. As we sing, we offer Christ to you.
Christ to you, O my brother.
We
offer Christ to you, O my sister. He will give you brand new life abundantly. Oh, come. Come on.
God bless you.
To Christ.
Amen. Again, we want to remind you that our annual musical worship will take place next Sunday at 10 o'clock. And we will hear from our music groups and dedicate our new Allen organ. You want to tune in and be a part of that celebration. You may continue to share your gifts online or mail them in to the church or bring them by the church office. We thank you so much. And please pray for our music ministry as they work to present this musicale this week. Now we prepare for the benediction till we meet again.